consumers protected to some extent here in terms of gas prices and electricity prices. Unfortunately, in areas in the northwest, people don't have the option of gas, for example, and electricity is very expensive for home heating, so most houses rely on oil, but effectively oil is a Wild West-style free market. Prices have gone up by a quarter in the last year, and I think it's time that something was done about it.
But the problem is the price of oil is inevitably going to be tied into political situations in the Middle East. It's going to be tied into global economic trade talks that really, when it comes to the price of oil, perhaps more so than any other commodities, local factors are almost extraneous.
Everybody understands that the price of oil is influenced by international factors, but what's important here is that hard-pressed families have confidence that they're not being fleeced. And with the gas regulator and the electricity regulator, you know, customers are assured that any increases in the price of the product are justified by cost increases to the suppliers, and that they're only being passed on then if absolutely justifiable. We don't have any such assurances in terms of oil. And the mere fact, Donald, that you know, a family ordering 300 litres of oil in dairy pays £30 this week more than a family in Enniskillen raises very serious questions that obviously have nothing to do with international markets, because oil coming from Kuwait doesn't cost £30 more to get to Derry than it does to Enniskillen.